Hey, welcome back. Hope everyone had a good lunch. Try to get back into it, you know, as quick as possible. I'm not sure this is up today, Rasta. Yitzhak Fried, David Applebaum, Josh Fagan, Jesse Feld, Jacob Hagler, Daniel Jarvis Lovitz, Rod Lewis. I know I got it wrong, Lewis. Just wait. Gerard Lewis, how do you say it? Yoni Kadish, Danny Kurtz, Moshe Liner, Itzhak Weisels, Mel Shapiro, Cheryl Snow, Jeremy Teichman, Avi Lent, Eitan Stern, Benny Ivazi, Misha Adler, Svi Adler, Yankee Krinsky, Shmuel Wagner, okay. Ellie Bolzen, Svi Benov, David Diamond, Two emails. That must be what we made. And two different cities.
I think that was a mistake.
That's a mistake. Don't do it in LA. Okay. Mayor Goodman. Yoni Droslewicz. Ellie Lanner. Did you say that?
No, there's two letters.
Ariel Mintz. Ellie Michelle. Yoni Olson. Yoni Rapp. Dali Shakira, Ellie Shulman, Ezra Stone, Arya Tickenbun, Shai Ventura, Shmuel Retzbrook, Shmuel Rapp, Kesky Black, Aaron Berman, there's still your second name, Shlomo Mirsky, Gabby Steinberg, Russell Spivak, Eitan Gebhard. Whose name I didn't call? I do it more often, just it's good for me to do it. Okay, let's start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Cholin is Cholin. So that's one machlokes. Which people have the din, have the skill? Then another machlokes. Aish, how do I say pano kapira on the isha pano kapira? It's the verbal letter. I suppose that's its nearest thing. You might as well explain what's the reason for that difference. But Akapon Rabbi Lezer assumes that both an Isha and an Ish have a din of Kliya. The Chacham Oimrim, a Ish nitla vein Isha nitla, that there's no din Kliya by an Isha altogether. We'll see more about that, what this is about. Amalim Rabbi Lezer, Bleshim and Meshetach, Tala Noshim Ba'ashulayim. Amalim Shvayim Noshim Tala Vein Donish Chayim Diyam Epun. So altogether that must have been a Yerosh Shah. Just tell me how, Bechor this din of Kliya, it suggests a Kosov, it's a din of Kliya. And then it has to be Aram, we'll see where it's also the Xeris HaKosov, Esav Leksusa. L'chaira, the purpose of this Xeris HaKosov is it's some kind of punishment or some kind of Yisur and Klapi Ya'om. Eibachol Om Yishmu V'yiro kind of halacha. Presumably, it's not a... Presumably, that's the reason for it. It has to do somehow with the Goyle Lachet. The Goyle Lachet, it's a nivu, why do we menavel the Ramban Reis and Chumash? In the passion there of... Sechad Varm, the Ramban writes that the Gadol Chet Royal and Abla. So So we're being menavel. The chet was so severe that not only do we kill them, but we're menavel them as well. So how does that stay with the Gemara that we had earlier? Menahemar Aleph. The Gemara Menahemar Aleph said, was done over there by skila, is there a din to be. Whereas Dan, Chacham say that Isha is not Niskelis Orem. A man is Niskelis Orem and Isha is. And the Gemara says, why not? Why not be Sekel Orem too? So the Gemara says, Chacham, after all, an Atchesh Lirur. You see, by Sekel, Chacham, an Atchesh Lirur. So the Gemara says, because Mela by a Sekel, so the Gemara says, be Israel, so they're going to be Noisu Kalanoshim, but they said, because he must have. Now, shaking over here, once we did Skila, in the Chayus Agolum is it. That's it, we did skill, we don't have to be miyasir anymore. So then we're asking Emmy Bathati. So let's do more. We'll be miyasir with the skill. And then Tabut will also be Mavazir by being placed by being cycle or so the Mara said, no, we have to rechat kamecha. We don't do Tartin. And then the rest of the Sigur. So Chavetz has not come already said that we don't do Tartin. That since skill is Emmy Yisagon, we said the Torah wouldn't be miyasir any more than the skill itself. After that kicks in, bro, let me say often. And here you see, the Torah itself says that we do Tati, we do Skila, and then we do Tlio. It means that we don't have any compunction about doing Tati. So a little bit has to do with how to learn the Sugya over there, and I want to, it's hard now to crawl back into the Sugya over there. But the Maisa, we had different Mahalakim there in the Sugya. One Mahalak was, I said maybe this way, that the Gemara, that the Gemara is only being done. Let's say Tyson Saita. Tyson Saita says that a man, by a man, is a Xeris HaKosov that we're cycling Marot. And by a woman, there's no Xeris HaKosov one way or another. It doesn't say that we are, it doesn't say that we are. It's like Mosul HaKhaman. Is there a Mokum L'Chalik when Isha L'Isha? That's the Tyson Saita. It was a hard Sugya. I don't have to get back in there now. Kosh Antifa Mechadatim. But the way Tyson Saita learned this, I learned this Sugya. By a man, this exists a cost of oisav leksusay. By a woman, there's no meal of oisav leksusay because the ois is used up for oisav leksusay. But on the other hand, it doesn't say to be mashed to either. The ma'aseh so talks loshen zarf and not loshen nekeva. So hadov a mosul lechachamim. Is there a mokum lechalik between isha and isha? Is there not a mokum lechalik? So the way, and that's the whole nidin of the shakulatari in the gemara. So that the gemara is being done in svara. The ma'aseh is done by a man that we're mashed to. Should we? Is there a mokum lechalik? Maybe we should be mashir to two. I already were mavazir, but maybe we should be mavazir more. The same way by a man we're mavazir more. Maybe we should be mavazir him also. So the side of the terrace of the Gemara is, according to Tosfos, that since by her it's a bigger design than by a man, the being mashir to her. So loyavdina batarti could mean, according to Tosfos, loyavdina batarti on our own in svara, we're not gonna. In Svara, our prejudice is to say that probably the Torah doesn't want to be marbe in the bizayin. After all, we did already the biggest bizayin as possible. So you want to do another bizayin, you want to be cycled to Orem. Usually the rule is after Recha Kamecha. So when the Torah said, but here the Torah didn't say the Ferish. The Torah said by man it's not such a big bizayin, by her it's a bigger bizayin. So if the Torah didn't say, our working assumption has to be the after Recha Kamecha, not to be mavazim more than the Torah explicitly requires. So by a sight, the Torah explicitly requires that we be mavazir. Over here, the Torah explicitly required that we do skila. That doesn't give me a writ to be mavazir or more. Never, but tarti. The Torah didn't say to do tarti. On the contrary, if the Torah didn't say beferish, then our presumption has to be behalf the reach hakamecha. But where the Torah says beferish, then the Torah says beferish, then there's nothing to talk about. So if you learn like that, then it's not so shver over here. Here, the Torah said beferish that is in skila and this is in tliya and this is that it should be arm. To the extent that the Torah says to Tartli in class, the Torah says. Where the Torah doesn't say, that's the Gemara before the Mahalach, Adapim Hay of Berlin Yisiyot. That's if you learn that Mahalach in the Gemara. But we had another Mahalach in the Gemara. I wanted to say in Rashi, and maybe Tosfos, maybe in Tosfos by us, that the Gemara is going. The Gemara goes like this. The Gemara thought. That the Gemara thought the Chatchila. That the din that we're mashed, that when we're circle a person, we're mashed him, even by a man, the Gemara thought it's a kind of Isa. That was the Gemara's initial assumption. The Gemara then changes his mind because the Gemara says, no, it can't be. Since Elochaskilu Gogum Yisrael, So that's megala. That's megala that it must be the din of Peshit is not in order to win the Asrim, but on the contrary, it's immediately offered the Kedim. And then that's where the Gemara turns around. The Gemara Chachil wanted to Yisur, so let's do it to her too. Now the Gemara says, no, can't be. The Torah wouldn't tell me to do tartik to somebody. It must be that even by a man, it's only a din of. Brola Misa Yofet. And if by a man it's in a Brola Misa Yofet, then by a woman the Misa Yofet is different. That was the Mahalach. That was the Mahalach I wanted to suggest in the Sugya before. So if that's the shot, then it means that the Gemara is saying that there's an axiom in the Dina HaTorah itself that if Torah is said to be Mashed, don't think, it can't be that the Torah is said to be Mashed, the Nisko, in order to be Mavasa. It can't be because and the Torah wouldn't say to do a Tartik. The Torah wouldn't add insult to injury. So it must be that the din of that we're mashed in, we can't conceive that it's a din of Yisra. It must be a din of Yahweh Kamacha, and maybe the din is mishtana by a woman. That was Mahalach I wanted to suggest in Rashi and in Taisus. If that's the Mahalach of the Chorosh Shver over here, here you see the Torah did say that we do Tartik. What happened to that axiom of Lo Yavdina B'Tartik? So you say maybe here it's different. Maybe here we're not punishing him, but we're publicizing for everybody else. So I also was thinking along those lines, but I thought it's hard to say it because the Gemara over there, when it says that you say that with loyav dinu b'tarti, because ein lachol skilas, ein lachol yisigol mizeh, and so on, the Gemara is saying it in contrast to a soita, and by soita beferish the yitzur a soita is v'noisu kol anoshim v'loisasena kizim maskana. So it's beferish by soita that the yitzur is for the other women. If I catch, she maybe is innocent, but the yitzur is for the other women. So you see that that's also called the Yisur, and that the Gemara says, Lo Yavdina Batartik. So even in that kind of Yisur, it says, Lo Yavdina Batartik.
Can we say that Baruch only applies to somebody who's alive?
Like, so that's what I thought. Maybe we can say that. That was my last thought. That maybe that the answer is, the Gemara doesn't say, Stam Lo Yavdina Batartik. The Gemara says, Lechitayim and David Batartik. The Gemara says, No, we have to come out, the Baruch needs to offer. So it's not that it can't be Tartik. Maybe there could be Tartik. But it can't be tardy because we have Lerecha Kamoich. So when is it that after Lerecha Kamoich, bro, let me say off it, that mandates that we can't do more than one. You know, we did the biggest skill, we're not going to do more than that. That's the Gimel Nosi. That could be that. That's only when he's alive. When he's alive, is it after Lerecha Kamoich, and a bro, let me say off it, over here, he's already dead. Once he's already dead, maybe there's no more bro, let me say off it, there's no be after Lerecha Kamoich. What?
That's what I'm saying.
So the din that Leiv din of Betarte, this is a Yisur. The din of Kli is a Yisur. It's Yisur for other people, presumably. But that's also called a Yisur. But the Leiv din of Betarte is only because we have to come up and there's no way after to come up and there's people. Maybe that's not so poshut, but that's what we'll say. There's no way after to come up and there's people.
The Tosfos and Mem Hei would say the opposite. It's a chiddush to say that v'hafter kamocha applies before the misa. V'hafter kamocha is more shy.
When you're killing him. So Tosfos, the real v'hafter kamocha is when you're killing him. You kill him with the Tosfos, but normally it's a chayef kaimin, but in the misa it could be v'hafter kamocha. That's when you're killing him. So then you have v'hafter kamocha. But when he's dead, there's no v'hafter kamocha. Now he's already dead. And what you do to the carcass, there's no v'hafter kamocha.
Are there more halachos of like how you're mavaz at someone who got mitzvahs based in terms of the mitzvah?
I don't think that's bizarre. We're not kaivim mitzvahs. You need rosh hashanah and sadeh, so we don't bury him in the rebbe on the base of bar. So another halacha, I know that's because we want to be mavazim. It's a different halacha. We don't want to be mavaz at tzaddikim who are a cover that we should have a rosh next to them.
So do you think that maybe you could say just that it's the halacha you said in the fact that we're not. The Batarti, meaning it's just like in that step right here, we're not going to, this is the next step, this is the step of Kliya, maybe the Batarti is saying it, but maybe never Batarti is only in that particular skill itself,
we're not going to do a double, a double dip, but there may be something later on, right? Maybe you can say like that. Okay, anyway, let's make a slide here. I think I can see it. You're going to be Makasha, the end of the Masechta, the beginning of the Masechta, Makasha, what we talked about before Yom Tov, so we're talking about that. Let's go back. So what does Rashi have to say? So look, Rashi. El Makadim, Mevorach HaSushem, Mevorach HaSushem, Ein Dona Shai Meir Echot, Beis Tin Echot, Mishin Lotzim, La Putim HaSchusim. Kol chad v'chad tzorech l'bakish rayis l'misa zu l'misa zu. But the more mifarish to b'shtei averis kol, medein v'yis ein shavis. I don't know why Rashi has to say this now. We'll see it when we get to the Gemara. It's not dakish l'Rashi. Tell me things that are going to be later in the Gemara if I don't need the nap of shat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Enon shnayim v'yamecha." What does Rashi need to be meisif for more? No idea. V'shim v'shetach shol hutzuchol l'kachshayu. Meis Yisrael kutzis b'kshofim v'osu tzag l'shol v'tolim v'pesumim v'lsev donis kul v'yamecha v'kveveim shleis kashu l'atzil. Let's see the Gemara. Tana Rabbanu. V'humas v'toliso. Torah says, "V'chi avish chet mishpat mavas v'humas v'toliso is aleks." So, yochel kolam umas in mitlam. Chayr the pasuk is mashma. Every time you have a chet mishpat mavas, every chayr misses, all chayr misses, should have a din plio. Talmud leimar kikilas elikim tolim. Gemara takes to mean that the toli is a makalas Hashem. The person who's toli, why is he toli? Because he's a makalas Hashem. So we see. It's really a Mishnah later. The Mishnah later, Adam and Vav, says Pshat in the Pasuk. About 3/4 of the way down the Omer, Mevav and Medav. The Mishnah says, "Shenev lo yisol nevosel es kikovet tikpereru, ki kil las elikim toli, kilaymar." The Mishnah says Pshat in the Pasuk. If nei mazeh toli, people are going to say, "Why is this guy hanging over here?" If they shavir ches Hashem, because he was a makala. The nims Hashem shemayim is chala. And that's a chil Hashem. That's why the Torah says, "Let's all in the blessed their legs." Since chil is elikim toli, everybody understands that. Why is he toli? Because he's a mechalas Hashem. So nims Hashem shemayim is chal to leave him up on the eggs. Everybody's going to see that the mefarsim, the fact that somebody was mevarich Hashem is a chil Hashem. Therefore, says the Torah, "Let's all in the blessed their legs." That's how the Mishnah says pshat and pasuk. So the chayar Gemara is understanding the pasuk as well. Chil is elikim toli means he was mechalas. He was the reason what they. So it says. So the Gemara assumes that. Gemara assumes that this is qualifying, the Kilas Elikim Toloi is qualifying not only the Lav B'Lisolim, not only explaining Lav B'Lisolim, but it's also explaining which people are Toloi. Which people are Toloi? Kilas Elikim, people are Makalas Hashem. You have to say it that way. If everybody would be Toloi, then where would be the Kil Hashem? The whole reason why it's the Kil Hashem, the Mishnah says, is because people will say, "Nehmazer Toloi." Why is he Toloi? If everybody is Tolu, then where's the Chil Hashem? People will say the guy is Tolu. They say, "Well, it's not because he was Mavarach Hashem. Maybe he was Tolu because he was Oyuv. Maybe he was about Balidoni. Maybe he was Balimoy. There could be many other reasons." So where's the Mitzvah Hashem Shemayim Ischal? So from the fact that the Torah says, I think that's trying to Agamor also. Who told Agamor that Kikilas Elikim is qualifying the din of the Toliso Isolates? Maybe it's only qualifying the Loisolin. Maybe Loisolin only applies to Makalas Hashem. There could be other answers. But because the reason why it's Nitzah Shem Shemayim is Chalal is because he's unique. The Makal Hashem, he's the one that's Toli. That's what creates the Chil Hashem. So that means that it's telling me that the din of a Talis Oisolates only applies to Makal Hashem. So that's the meal. It's telling me that the din of Pliya Selikim Toloi, that the din of Pliya is special to a Makal. But the Lezer Darshan that we learn that from there, bringing out Ma Makal Hashem Skiva. We learn out that the mice of the din of Pliya is not only by a Makalo, but it's by all Chayvi Skila. So, we have a place of Lezer Chacham and Nevi'ah Shatar and the Dreshes. Dashin the Midah of Kala Prat, Dashin the Midah of Ribu Yomiyot. So, how come Moedim that Lumas Vitaliso it implies that it's a generalization, either a Ribu or a Cloud, whatever you want to call it. It applies to generation, everybody should be, all the Mumosim should be Tolu. On the other hand, we have a Miyot, Kikilis Elikib Tolu. That implies that only a Makalal is Tolu, but other people are not Tolu. So now we apply to it the midah of We don't apply exactly the Kalapat because the Mirchim Me'adodi. So the Mirchim Me'adodi makes it more like the Kalapat the Klav. And we don't apply exactly the Midah of Ribui Amiyot because the Mirchim Me'adodi. So it makes it like a Ribui Amiyot for Ribui. So that's the way it works. Kalapat the Klav, or Marbek Enaprat, Ribui Amiyot for Ribui. It's not like this in many places in Shas. What's the Midah of Kalapat the Klav, or Ribui Amiyot for Ribui? So the Chacham go, so we with the approach, the school of Kalapat the Klav. So Kalapat the Klav, or Marbek Enaprat. So Kaina Prat means not only Chayis Gila, but whatever is Kain's Chayis Gila. What's Kain Chayis Gila? Anybody with a Zohar, what's Kaifa Dikr? And Abelezer goes with the approach of Ribui Miyot for Ribui. So a Marba, everything except there's a Miyot to be Marba, something that's totally different than the Prat. But anything that's at all, has anything at all in common with the Prat, so that we're able to be Marba. So since the Makalal is the Skila, so we're Marba closer to Skila, and we're only Mimayat other Chayve Mises. That's just a blue one. The long Rashi here, I'm not going to read it. So the Chayyim is Chayyim Shach. Shach Nechulash, maybe, I don't know. So bottom line, according to Abelazar, so all in the skull and the nittle. So then how do you read, so what does the Torah mean when it says, Kikilas Elikim Tol? Like the Torah says, Kikilas Elikim Tol, and the Mishnah explains, what does Kikilas Elikim Tol mean? If they mazeh toli, people are going to see a guy's hanging from a tree, and they're going to, or from a pole, and they're going to say, "Mipnei mazeh toli." Mipnei shekila shemipnei shebirches Hashem v'nimtzu shem shemayim ischal. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that's pshat kilover. That's pshat impossible. So if that loch would have to be before any drasha, that the only person who is toli is a makalel. So I understand that pshat impossible. Kila selikim toli. You see a guy hanging from a flagpole, you know that he's a makal. And if he's a makal, then that's mefarsim, the fact that he's a makal, that he's a merach Hashem, and nimsa Hashem Shemayim is kal. But now that the Torah says that there's a ribi need for ribi, now in fact it turns out that kolin is kolin nitlin. So what's the time to pass it? Kill us to look him totally. Why is it nimsa Hashem Shemayim is kal? Then it's the same kashin in Rabbanon too. Yes, same kashin in Rabbanon. It's not only a makal, so was it another bit of a Zohar also? So where's the Nitzah Shem Shemayim Eskala? How do you know he's a Mekala? Maybe he's an Oyvind of a Rezor. So that, yeah.
Maybe that's why we need a Mashal of the two brothers of Tzal Melukim. That would take care of that.
So well, hold on for that time. Maybe we'll think that. Let me speak out the Kasher first. So, L'chor in the Rabbanon is also Shveh. But the Emes in the Rabbanon, the Rishon Itak address in the Rabbanon, we pass it like the Rabbanon. Even the Rashi and Chumash for some reason goes like a Rebbeleza. That's not strange. Like say, Yilchor is the Pashu passing like the Rabban and the Ramban, the Rabban, they all say the Lach is like the Ramban and Chumash is massacre Rashi. Rashi and Chumash says like Rabbi Lezmer. Omer Rabbi say, no, Kolon is Kolon Nitlin. So Matt says, what are you talking about? He says, that's Yochor. That's Rabbi Lezmer, we don't pass like Rabbi Lezmer. I don't know what's Pshat in that Rashi. But Akoponim, the Ramban and Chumash says, what's Pshat to kill the Silikim Tolu? So Pashu, what's Pshat to kill the Silikim Tolu? Says the Ramban, it's towards the beginning. Sheyemru, he's quoting the Mishnah. Mipnei mazeh toli, mipnei shebiruches Hashem, oy she'ovad avodes kichavim plainis, v'kach v'kach v'ayu, v'kach v'kach v'yisum v'yifis robo. V'asipur bo u'babaydoso, yikori klolo oy she'losh nizilzul, hashiyus gerav. Kitzer, the Ramban quotes the Mishnah, but he had something to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, mipnei mazeh toli, mipnei shebiruches Hashem. The Ramban is, and that's a chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is also a chil. Avodah Zarah is also a chil Hashem because he was chayv for Baker. What's the difference? If it was Megadeth and it was Kaifa Bikr, the Gemara says it was Kaifa Bikr. They're both Kaifa Bikr. So the Ramban says that's also called the Chil Hashem. So Mele, it goes into Pshat and Posuk, Neimazin Tolad Neshe Chil Hashem. However, the Nitzah Shem Shemayim Mishchal, it goes into the Nitzah Shem Shemayim Mishchal. The Rambam in the Sefer Mishnah is also Elois Tzeh Samach Vom. He says, Mamash Al Derech Zeh. That Kilo Bedi says it's allowed to leave a Mekalo for an Oibud of a Zora on the Eitz. Anybody have a Rambam? This Rambam will come back to a few times. In order that people shouldn't have to be mefarsim, that somebody was mevarches Hashem. People know that we're only toiled by Megadeth and Oibed Avodah Zarah. Shebobay gam ken is Hashem u Megadeth. Because by Oibed Avodah Zarah it also says Hashem u Megadeth. That's a funny loss from the Rambam. The Rambam said, we'll come back to this in a second. So Bekitzer, the Rambam says it's a Chil Hashem. People, it's going to be when we're mefarsim birchas Hashem, we're going to leave a toli al eitz. We're solid of us al eitz because we're going to leave a toli al eitz. It's going to be mefarsim birchas Hashem. People are going to see birchas Hashem. They're going to see giduf. Beisboynos because they can understand. Gishenachnu leinit lezulis megadif. We only toli a megadif or an oibed abad zora. Shebobay gamke because the Torah says by an oibed abad zora in Parshas Shlach as Hashem who megadif. So an oibed abad zora is also called a megadif. So mele you see a guy toli al eitz, you see giduf. And that's Nifs Hashem Shemayim Mishchal. So that's very much Al Derech the Ramban. Except the Ramban throws in for good measure this extra Lekudu that by Oyved of Adazor itself, the Lashon Torah Parshas Shlach is as Hashem U Megadif. And so you see that an Oyved of Adazor is like a Megadif. So it goes with the same Chilul Hashem of Nifs Hashem Shemayim Mishchal. That the Ramban didn't say. That the Ramban didn't say. I don't know why he needs it. The Gemara says because Kofa Bikr. They have in common the Kofa Bikr. That's where the Ramban is coming from. It's the same Chil Hashem that they're about Kofa Beikah. The Ramban is this extra thing as Hashem U'magadah. Then it's not at all possible. So the Gemara Christus and Davzayim is a Machlekes Tanoim. What does it mean as Hashem U'magadah? Is Hashem U'magadah referring to an Oibed Avodazar? That an Oibed Avodazar is called a Magadah? What is it? I mean, literally a Magadah. The Torah is saying it's a Chi of Chorus by a Magadah. What's going on with the Chi of Chorus? So the Lecha Mishnah talks about this. From this Rambam, this Rambam tweets in the Yad also. When the Rambam says the Halacha of the Solon, he has this Loshon also. But Oibed of Zohar also says Hashem U'Megadif, so it goes into the same Kilulas Hashem. So the Lecha Mishnah has to steal in the Rambam. Here the Rambam seems to have understood it's Hashem U'Megadif, the Pasuk and Shlach as Hashem U'Megadif is referring to an Oibed of Zohar. But the Rambam, who said, based on the Gemara and Priestess, so the Rambam, Hilchos Shogos, is mashmal that he understands it's Hashem U'Megadif is referring to literally Megadif. It's not referring to an Oibed Avodah Zarah at all. You don't see anywhere the Torah called an Oibed Avodah Zarah Megadif. So that's Lecha Mishnah's problem. It seems to be a steer in the Rambam. Lecha Mishnah is the beginning of the Shkogas. It's a mefalpel in there. And that's sort of a side issue. I don't know that we're going to get involved. It's time to know that the Rambam has this extra thing over here. That the reason why Kilas Hashem totally includes an Oibed Avodah Zarah is because an Oibed Avodah Zarah is also called a Megadif. It's Hashem U Megadif. The Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam just said that's the same Chil Hashem. The same Chil Hashem, he's Kofa Bikr, so the same way, Mevarech Hashem is a Chil Hashem. So to know that somebody who's Oibed Avodah Zarah is also Chil Hashem. So the Kitzer, Lefi L'Rabbanan, I understand, Pshat and Pasuk. The Torah says it's Hashem U'Megadif. Actually, the Torah says, L'Sol and L'Vos El'Eis, because it's a Chil Hashem, to see, that, to know that the Megadif, we're Oibed Avodah Zarah, we're Nitlay. But Lefi Rabbanan, that the fact is, bottom line, that all the scholars are nitlim, because we have a ribu need for ribu. So how do you say the pasuk? So what is the Torah saying? Lo solu nevos elayz ki kilas elikim dolim. Why is it nitz Hashem shemayim eschal? Nobody knows that it was over the bezar. Nobody knows that it was mevarech as Hashem. Maybe he's just a regular bali. So who suggested a minute ago that maybe it's the other pshat and. So maybe we could say that Mr. Mishnah here has another shot in the post. it's Hashem under that. Epicurus or Lukim told him. Mayor said, under a mayor, Rashi Chumash brings that too. Under a mayor, what's the Shosha Adam is Tarish, Kinam Aloshin Emeris, Kalani Mereshi, Kalani Mizrae. Okay, I'm looking at how Domish will show Shanishba, Kavachem al Domish will say the king. The Loshin of Kilis or Lukim Tolu doesn't mean, says a mayor, that he was a Makalas Hashem. It means the fact that he's Alaeis is a Kilis or Lukim, it's a Tarish Kinam. Kilis or Lukim means Loshin Kalani Mereshi, Kalani Mizrae. It represents a tzar shechina. The shechina is mitzar when a person is totally to be zayin. And the Gemara brings an adamoshul. Rashi Chumash also brings the shnei achim ta'imim. One was the king and one was nitpas the listius. And they put the guy and they put the listim on the gibbet. And everybody who passed by thought the melech is totally and it was zayin is for the melech. So they had to be murdered. They had to be murdered. So the fact that the tzelim king was totally alayz is a tzar shechina. I'm not quite sure how the. Oh, maybe we already want to get there so much. I'm not sure how the. Maybe the Mishnah is something else. He said the Shechin is Mitzar. Kalani Rishi, Kalani Mizrae. The word brings that a muscle that it's that people will see that the Tzelem Elohim is totally, and they're going to think that the Melech is totally. So it's so the Melech we can't leave him totally alayz because it looks like the Melech is totally. Rashi and Chumash Yehesh Benim Subalei and Kaisel are called Bonim Lamokim. So they're like the Melech. Rambam says that's not the Pshat. It has a Soy. Okay, whatever it is, but it sounds like a different idea. One is the Tzar Shechino that Otom Yisrael is Bibizoyin, the Shechino has Tzar. And the Gemara brings that a Moshul to Shnei Achim Toim. I'm not sure I'm saying how the Moshul fits the Nimshul. But that's, we'll worry about that later. But Akoponim Rameh is a different Pshat and Fosil. Ki Kilis Elikim Tolui does not mean, about, it doesn't mean Mikalo. Kilis Elikim Tolui means that the Shechino has Tzar when a person is Tolui. So maybe that's the way out. Maybe Lefi Rebbe Elazar, that we're talking about, we're calling Israel and Nitlin, maybe Kilis Elikim Taka doesn't mean a Mekalas Hashem. Maybe Kilis Elikim means, like our mayor says, Kalani Mereshi, Kalani Mizrahi, the Tzara Shechino. So is that a good mahal? Does that kind of solve all the problems he's
for? Yes, so it's
going
to be the
Pasuk
like a mayor.
Right, how can we be the Pasuk like a mayor? If you read the Pasuk like a mayor, then where's the Rebbe Meir for Ibud? The whole Ribui Miyad for Ribui, Rabbi Lezer is a Ribui Miyad for Ribui. The Ribui is Marak Bashar Kolom Amos in it. But there's a Miyad, because it says Kikilas Elikim, so it's only Mekalo. So we say, well, Ma Mekalo Veskilah, Kol Shev Veskilah. But if now you're going to tell me that that's not what Kikilas Elikim means, and Kikilas Elikim means La'olam, Kalani Mereshi, Kalani Mizrahi, so you pull the rug out from the whole Ribui Miyad for Ribui. So then we should go back to saying, so there's no Miyad. So we should say Kolom Amos in the skull. Kolom Umasim and Hitlin. Moreover, Rashi and Chumash says like Rabbi Elazar that Kolom is Kolom Hitlin, and he says Beferish because it says Kikilas Elikim and Ma Mekal Beskilah Kol Beskilah. So Rashi in Rabbi Elazar himself reads that it means a Mekal. That was the Gemara itself said that. Rabbi Elazar himself says that. Rabbi Elazar says, "Ma mekalav eskilav kol shuv eskilav." What mekalav eskilav? Who's talking about a mekalav? From a kolad and reishi kolad and mizrach. Then it was Rashi and Chumash all together. It's a problem. It's not a problem. Rashi and Chumash, Chori says himself in Neve. Rashi and Chumash says, "At least I say leish." Rabbi saying, "I'm calling this kolam nitam shenem kikilas elikim toli." No, mevarach is Hashem eskilav. So in that Rashi, how's Rashi translating kikilas elikim toli? It means a mekalav. The next Rashi, Kikilas Elikim Tolui, Dr. Rashi, Zilzul Shal Melech, Shal the Mosi, but the Mus Duknoi, Yisrael Heim Bono, Moshe Shnei Achim Ta'imim Shrei Doimim Zelazeh, Echo Nasi Melech, Vech Nitpet Ulistius, Venitle, Kalroyo, Oimro Yisrael HaMelech, HaMelech Tolui. Kol Klola Shere Mikro Loshen, Hakel Bezilzul, Vei Vuhu Kilolani Klola Nimetzis. Mamash Shastir, what Rashi do the other? First Rashi says, Kikilas Elikim Tolui means Mekal, and that's it, he brings me the Rebbe Meir for Rebbe, the Drosh Rebbe Lezer, And the next deep in Rashi, he brings Rameyer's explanation that Kilas Elikim is Lashon of Zilzul, because it's Zilzul Shal Melech, because Moshe is Neachim Taimim. Rameyer's Moshe. Rameyer's trapped in the post. So which is it? The Ramban and Chumash doesn't ask this as a catch in Rashi. The Ramban and Chumash just talked a little bit mashma to me, 100% mashma. Well, actually, I don't know. Maybe there's no mashma, so I take that back. But at the point, what's going on in this Rashi? L'chora, it sounds like Rashi holds that a mayor is not chayla tan lechacham. They're both pshatim, right? I guess like one is pshutishul mikra and one is not pshutishul mikra. It's pshutishul mikra, it means one thing, but then there's psadrasha for the other thing. The chayr is mukach and rashi. If he brings both pshatim, it's mash and rashi that he learns that a mayor and the tanakam and the mishnah. It doesn't, you can read the mishnah, you can say like some, it doesn't say it's machaykis. The mishnah that I'm involved, first said the pshat of kiloyim pnei mazet tolu, and they should veer ches Hashem, and shem shemayim is kalal. And then it says omer ameir, b'shoshon mitzayash kinam aloshon ameiris, and so on. It doesn't say ameir ameir, it says omer ameir. So actually maybe it was medayik from that. There's not a machlokes. There's just different levels of pshat. On one level it means michal, and on another level it means loshon zilzul. I'm not sure which is the pshat and which is the drosha. Which is the pshutish mikra and which is the drosha. Not sure. At first, I thought maybe the truth is only because I didn't mean Mikhail. Because extra drosha loshim is a loshim loshim yachim ta'imim. But I think Rashi might be the other way around, because the Dibra and the Dibra and Maskil of Kilos Hilikim Tolu, Rashi brings your man. It's Mashma, that's the truth is only because the Pshatim is the Mikhail of Kilos Hilikim Tolu is your man. And it says Yuzuli Shamelet that Odom Yisrael should be told. Since it's also loshim Mikhail, there's another drosha that it's alluding to the fact that the din skila is by a makalel. The din skila is by a makalel. Now it's not so glad. The nimsa shem shemayim is chal. That's also traditionally. Kilos elikim tolui. The Mishnah says kiloimer. They mazet tolui. They shavir ches shem. The nimsa shem shemayim is chal. That's not traditionally. That's traditionally. The hesmer. That's a hesmer traditionally. The reason why there's all the negosei legs is because the chil Hashem. Kilos elikim tolui. Nimsa shem shemayim is chal. Isn't that an approach to traditionally? That's a traditionally. If a mayor is also traditionally, how can you have two? They say one is a pshat and one is a remes. That's why I was prejudiced to think that the real pshat and posuk is an intzashem shemayim is chal. And Rameyer with the moshul, that's only a drosha. But Rashi now, Rashi no way in chumash. Since Rashi kavei the deeper maskal and Rameyer, I mean, Rameyer Rashi kavei on the word kikilas elikim toli. There, Rameyer Rashi means Rameyer. It's much all the way around. Rameyer is pshat and posuk. So then, what's the? Why is Rameh Pshat Nipasu? Why can't Kikilas El Kim Totali be Pshat Nipasu?
When I built with this, I'm a problem based, it was like the extra soft, like that which, like the lamb is not soft, and that which makes us know that it's Kili Alma, as opposed to just regular Makal.
Oh, well, you're right, hold on. Rashi said, "Why Rashi Magadish betliyah? We know you, and we know you're feeling lachini, like lachini. Okay, neimer come a kala, might kill us. So it's miravis to a mayor. Beim a kula hachidosa, maybe it's only for a mayor. Okay, neimer come kolas, might kill us. Shmoi natak. Oh, you're 100%. The Gemara says, "Hachidosa mashmois in the word kill us that is mishdamei both drashas, drasha of a mayor and the drasha of the and the lashon of a kala." And after both things, they're both short of us true. If that's the case, then we're back to square one. So we're back to square one. So now we have two pshatim and pasuk. So bottom line is one of the pshatim and pasuk is to kill a silikim tolid. They mazat tolid, and they should be rechaz shem, and they should shem shemayim is chal. How did Rebbe Elazar understand that? Why is shem shemayim is chal? In their abonon, mamish p'tus shalmikra also. There's two p'tus shalmikra, but in Rebbe Lezer, the kilus, the mekhal is only an allusion to the fact that kolam is kolam mitzvah. But we don't have the nimtzah shem shemayim is chal. Like that part of it, that will only come later. Sorry, no. I think the yashrus is to say that it's the same as the point of the rabbanu. Just like the point of the rabbanu, the p'tus shalmikra, the poshut shah in the Poshup Shach in Kilos Elikim is that Megadef is a Chil Hashem. In Mazeh Tolu Neshev Kilot Mishavirach Es Hashem V'nim Tashem Shemayim Eskal. The real Chil Hashem that the Torah itself explicitly talks about is a Megadef. But since Rabban have a Kala Prat to Kala, so we're Marbe other, we're Marbe Oyvid Oven Ezar. So that extends the Chil Hashem. And that tells me that the Chil Hashem is not only a Meganif, but Oyvin Avodah is also Chil Hashem, like the Ramban and the Chumash, and like the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs. We expand what we conceive over here as being the Chil Hashem. And I think that's Pshat in Gemara also. Gemara says, what's the Chal of the Chal? According to the Rabban, what's the Me'ena Prah? Ma Megadif is the Ma Megadif is Kaifa Be'ikr. So too, we're Marba anything that's Kaifa Be'ikr. I think the Oymek of Shad here, that's the time we're saying that Oymek of Azor is like Meganif because they're both Kaifa Be'ikr. That could also be true. I think he's saying maybe the Oymek of Shad is more than that. We're saying that Ma Meganif is Kaifa Be'ikr, and therefore it's a Chil Hashem, and that's why the Torah says that Kikilas Elikim Tolu, because it's a, there's a Chil Hashem in being Mefarsim, the fact that he was Meganif and Kaifa Be'ikr, so we can be Marbe. Other Chayfim Be'ikr. That's also a Chil Hashem. The Torah is Marbe. The Chalak Prat is Marbe. That also goes into the din of Kliya, and that expands my definition of what the Chil Hashem is. The Chil Hashem is not that he's necessarily that he's a Megadif. The Chil Hashem is that he's a Megadif or an Avodah Zarah, and they have in common that they're both Chayfim Be'ikr. And to know that somebody was Chayfim Be'ikr is a Chil Hashem. That's in the Rabbanah. Now comes on the Rebbe Lezer, and he has a more expansive drasha. He has a Rebbe Meir Peribuy. According to Rebbe Lezer, we're marbe all chay v'skilo. So that'll also go into. That's also Chil Hashem. Chay v'skilo is the most chomedik. It's only that various chamuris. Skilo is the most. Is the most chomedik aver. So that's. So we're going to be marbe. That's also part of the Chil Hashem. That people should know that somebody did. Somebody was bali by somebody did aver chamur. That's chay v'skilo. That's also Chil Hashem, and that'll also go into Kikilas Elikim Tol. Same way the Rabban is saying, Ma Megadif was Kofa Beker, Av Kolshe Kofa Beker is included in the Kilos, is included in the Kilos Hashem. So Rabbi Lezer would say, Ma Megadif is Chayev Skilo, which is Aver Chamura. So anybody who did such an Aver Chamura, that also goes into the Kilos Elikim Tol, it also goes into the Harez Achilos Hashem. I raise another question, just also in chat and possible. What does Saint Paul say? When someone is lost, LA. Sorry.
The Mishnah says.
So what does Torah say? Torah says, there's a lot to be malin malayis. The Gemara says later in the Bava days. Gemara says that minayin shekol hamalin is meisir over the life. If a person is malin is meisir with that pura, he loses him overnight. He's over the life. Says the Gemara, "Tamad lemer ki kovatik berenim." So kovet the grain was a ribu, it's a marvet, and not only in this case, but all mason is a lab of loisol. That's the halacha, the Rambam brings a halacha. Kol amalim is mason over the lab. So the lab in the kudus there, there's a few more kudus there, some of which we'll leave for later. One is, some shopping words will be described, the ribu of kovet the grain was in the essay. So it's a riot, the over the essay. Where's the riot over the lab? We'll worry about that. It says in that Gemara, it's under our quality brain is the call of malin is mesa over the lace. That's how lochem was kept, that there's a lab of malin is mesa. If it's not, unless it's lechoyda, lechoyda you're left, but if it's not lechoyda, you're left. So, there's a few questions. First of all, a little bit of this belongs to the sugya later, but let's think right now also to this nekudah of kilos of the so I want to mention, start to talk about it this now. First question is, the Torah said, Lusolun Iblos El Aids. What it says in the Torah is that the lab is to leave them on the Aids. So even if you're going to expand it to other Mason, so there's a lab to leave other Mason on the Aids. Okay, fine. But what does it say? There's a lab to leave the Mason below for? Even by this, in this goal, there's an essay, Bikometic Breno. It says L.A.'s, 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 what's that L.A.'s? Telling me it applies to all Mesa. That means not only L.A.'s. The Sam, a lab of L.A.'s. It says in that Gemara that the mean that the lab of L.A.'s is not only to leave a guy dangling in the pole. The lab of L.A.'s is to leave him below Kfur. Maybe the Chinese, because the Torah says L.A.'s, 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 keep covered to Breno. So maybe we have to understand that covered to Breno is explaining L.A.'s. Leisolin is not just to leave him up on the eights. You can take him down from the eights. That's still called Leisolin. It's Leisolin, but rather, if you cover the Kvareno. So, Kozman, you don't do the Kvura, you're still in the Leisolin. But far, the Torah says L.A.'s. Like, what do you do with the words L.A.'s? The Torah says Leisolin, the words L.A.'s. At the end of the day, you're telling me it applies to all Mason. We're not on the eights. So obviously, the Lava is not just to leave him on the eights. The Lava is to leave him unburied. So why does Torah Taka say L.A.'s? So, a Chumash question. You say Leisolin, Oisayim alayk for? Leisolin, Oisayim covetic brano. What's that, Dosh alayz? I think it's Machaikus Hushayim. The Ramban in Chumash, that Ramban, he sort of addresses this. The Ramban says, where did the Ramban? Towards the end, v'hinei amalin tolu al ha'eid soyim v'leis v'seim. But v'esim is also even on the esim. Rabbi Yisrael the Dorshu came b'chol amalin es mesa shaloi lechvayda. And the Gemara expands this to all mesim that if you malin them without kvur shaloi lechvayda, lechvayda is mutter, but otherwise not. So you're over the laugh. Then the Rabbi has the following words, which I don't care anymore. Ma eishu nivul af kol shu nivul. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to be malin and mesa lechoyde. The Gemara doesn't say a mokhav that. So at least solely, man, if you're allowed to be malin, why should lechoyde be any different? It says there in Ban, that's learned out from alayis. If solely niblos alayis means to me alayis, just like alayis is there in nibble. So like solely niblos, you're not allowed to leave a person with like kvura, do me alayis when it's there in nibble. But if it's lechoyde, so then it's not do me alayis, so then it's hakamutim. So, if you're a man, that's the answer. The emes leisolim doesn't mean necessarily aleis. Leisolim means to be malin b'lekfura. That it says aleis means ma'eshu. That's just a gilu that we're only talking about derech nivul, not talking about when it's ain't a derech nivul. That's the mahalach of the Rambam. The Rambam, I think, has a good mahalach. The Rambam in this. I'll read you again the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos. The Rambam says, again, it's place to say Sam above. It's not the Rambam. Where does the entire this hasara? Veloshin Sifrei, Lesolin of Losley, Zu Mitzvah's Lysis. By his bar, Mishpate Mitzvah Zu, the Shishim Mesechus. Atkan Losher Ram. Ram says it's a love, believe it totally on the eights, because everybody, why? Because everybody knows that we're only Tayla Magadif and the Vodazora, and the Melech is going to be a Chil Hashem. Well, it doesn't actually use the words Chil Hashem, but so his Chadish was a piercing Bichas Hashem, and so on. That's all. Hella. There's nothing at all in the Rambam. What did Rambam leave out? Rambam is telling me the lab. Loisa say Samapo. It's to leave a Magadif or an Ovid of Azura Lais. Because it'll be disparsed from the fact that somebody was Magadif or an Ovid of Azura is like a Magadif. And that's the law. Not to leave an Ovid of Azura or a Magadif or Lais and his Aids. What's the Rambam missing over here? What halacha is Rambam missing? Kala Malinus Mesai. The Gemara says that any malinus mace is over in this life. Not only a tolu or a mergadah, who you leave on the tree, any mace when you leave, there a nibble, not the chayde, but like for you over the level of soul. How come that's not in the Ram? Where'd that go? In the Yad Ram says it to you that in the Ram says that to you that if you leave a mace blink for you over a lot. No, but that's the Yoruba Lab. Rambam, the answer is you are Yoruba Lab. Rambam is the fish, and the other is a lab. So it's not here. Says the Shadik, so the Shadik Zari talks about it. In the Chubas HaChadoshos, in the back, Shadik Zari, the Chadoshos, in the book. Says the Shadik Zari, the Rambam is the Shadoshos, the Rambam has a Yisoid in Sherish HaSheni, I think it is, that he only counts in the Minyan HaMitzvahs mitzvahs that says in Torah B'Pesh, mitzvahs that are learned out from the Yigimu Midois don't go into the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Even though they're ISO, but they're not in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So the Neila says in Torah L'Solom Nivlas HaLeitz, the din that Kolamal is Leisa Ayubu Leisa say is Yigimu Midos from a Rebuy, cover to Grim, Nalish Kolam, Vinayish Kolamal is Leisa Ayubu Leisa, Hamalim, we can cover to Grim. So that's Yigimu Midos. In Minyan HaMitzvahs is the lav of Lesolim Nevelos HaLeitz. There's a lav of Kol HaMalitz Meisah Eber B'Leis Seh, but that doesn't go into the Minyan HaMitzvahs because that's already Yigimu Midos.
Why is that Shoresh Ayin?
So you're asking this question. The Chayra, that Shoresh makes it prize when you have some new mitzvah that was Misraba from Yigimu Midos. Rambam says a new mitzvah that's Misraba from Yigimu Midos does not go into the Minyan HaMitzvahs. But you have a mitzvah that's the regular mitzvah that's says in Torah. But now the dini mitzvah, although that can be given the shatter in the reshus, varies. Torah shabal peh. So what is it? When the Ram writes the sefer mitzvahs, he ignores Torah shabal peh. The Ram has tefillin sefer mitzvahs. So in the sefer mitzvahs, doesn't say that it's four batim. I have to look it up. Yisrael says that it's four batim. I said, what do you mean? Doesn't say it's Torah shabal peh. Torah shabal also answers in general. Torah shabal alochom hashem yisini is not in the minyan mitzvahs. So what does it mean? In Hilchos tefillin in the minyan mitzvahs, when he has mitzvahs tefillin, doesn't say four batim. Or I don't know, when he has mitzvahs, Sir Saimer. So what is he says, it's been right seed time. So it was on Sunday, like the Karoim, because Mechas or Shabbos. So, right, maybe that's a bad example. But Avad is a double posture that if you have a mitzvah, that the Dini HaMitzvah are defined with the Yidu HaMidah Shatayim and the rest of them, that doesn't affect how they're presented in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. If you have a mitzvah that's altogether, doesn't exist in Torah Shavuot Sabbath. And the whole mitzvah is only from Torah Shavuot Sabbath, is only Allah Chalim Hashem Yisinai, or it's only Gimel Midah Shatayim and the rest of them, that doesn't go into the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And here, the Torah says, Alav HaLeisolim. I might have thought Leisolim only means a Megadif and Ovid of Azura. Comes along a Rebuy and tells me, no, Kol HaMalon is Meisei. I says Alayitz. That means Derech, like the Ramban says. That means Derech Nivul. That what it says, Leisolim Alayitz, is Lefi the Ramban. The Torah says Alayitz, but Alayitz, Torah Shabbat tells me, doesn't mean only Alayitz. It means Derech Nivul. And Kol HaMalon is Meisei. Derech Nivul is Ovid of Azura. Okay, so that doesn't go into the Sefer HaMitzvahs.
That's the Ram's Kiddush. It's not a din in Batal of Megad, it's called a din.
Right, that's what it says over here. Smuchuch from this word of the Shagasai was Emes of Arn and Ramam. The Shagasai is, I mean, it's Mamish, it's Torah's Emes, what he's saying, the Shagasai. Says the Perish and Ram, the Lav in the Sefer Emes is that to leave a Megadif and open his Arla Eitz. And the Drosha of Kolamalis Mesoi is not in the Sefer Emes. But Smuchuch from that the Ramam understood that it's a separate mitzvah. you know, is the lav is mischalik. In the lav of leisolin, Taka says two things. First of all, there's a lav that says in Torah Beferish, which is leisolin of los eleitz. And I think the Rambam, where the Rambam is coming from, is because the Rambam understood that eleitz does not mean derech nivul like the Ramban. Now, eleitz means eleitz. That's what it means, eleitz. And the Rambam's Beferish, it's just the lav is leave him on eitz. Take him off the eitz, now I go to the lav. That's why the Sefer Mitzvah is concerned. You're going to go to the lav anyway, the other lav. But as far as the Sefer Mitzvah is concerned, the lav is to leave him al eitz. Because the Rambam understood al eitz does not mean like the Ramban, metaphorically, derech nivul. Al eitz means what it says, l'solon of l'osel eitz. Who's al eitz? A gadif and a evid of a rizor. So it says in Torah is a lav to leave him a gadif and a evid of a rizor al eitz. Comes along a riboy and says, cover to grenu, that we're married, but there's another l'solon. Okay, this pasuk is also kolo. I can't get two different malchus, it's one possible. But this leisolim is also kol, another idea, this belongs to the Yerdi Yigimu Midas, that kol amalin is mesik, to be malin not only ala eitz, but yimalin and b'lei kvura, any mesik, yimalin and b'lei kvura, so that also has a lav. That also gets this lav. I mean, again, one malchus. Because at the end of the day, it only says leisolim once. But leisolim once is mishalim. This is leisolim of shutashim mikru, which is leisolim ala eitz. That's that local drama brings in Sefer Mitzvahs. And then there's another leisolim, which is learned that from a ribui, which is the din of kol amalan is meisa of ribulis, right? And that already is not mentioned Sefer Mitzvahs at all, because it's kula, you know, halacha that comes out from Yigimu Midas, which is separate halacha that comes out from Yigimu Midas. It's under the same rubric of lesolim, but it's a separate concept that's learned out from Yigimu Midas. It's a separate halacha. In other words, it's one malchus, but it's two ideas, it's two halachas. There's one halacha of being malan ala eitz, to leave an oimed of a zara or a megadif al eitz soy loshner ramba and loshner ramam on his eitz, and then there's another lav which is for Yigimu Midas bit another halacha rather, maybe another lav strong would say, but there's another halacha which is purely of Yigimu Midas, which is from a ribui, which is kol amalan is meisoy mevelesis. That's how the Shagas Aye understands the Ram. In fact, the Shagas Aye, at the end of the day, why do you need two halachas? Why do you have to give me these two halachas? Every time you're malin a ovid of a zorah or a megadif ala eitz, you're certainly in violation of the din of kol amalin is meisa ovid alois to say. So why does the Torah have to give me these two halachas? There's one halach here, which is kol amalin is meisa ovid which is lesolin ala eitz. Lesolin ovid of a zorah megadif ala eitz. There's another halach, toshim al peh, kol amalin is meisa ovid alois. So I understand there's two different halachas. And one is in the Sefer Mitzvahs because it's Torah Shavuot, and the other one is not in the Sefer Mitzvahs because it's Torah Shavuot. All that I understand. But at the end of the day, why did Torah, it's overkill. Why did Torah give me these two halachas? The halacha of Malan is Meisei Al Eitz is always included. You're going to get Malchus anyway because you're not going to get Malchus, Lav Shem and Meisei. But you're going to be over the Lav anyway. You're going to be over the Lav of Torah Shavuot. So why do I need to have the extra Lav? Why do I have to have this other halacha of Torah Shavuot?
Maybe you need the further easily of not getting buried. So the Kamashal one is that even a guy that's
Megadif and Avodah Zarah. I'm asking what's a Chiddush. I'm saying at the end of the day, now the Torah is Marbe with Kabbat to Karenu, that the fact is, bottom line is, Kolon Malan is Meisah Eber Belesesim. So that's the bottom line. So what's the Nafgamina in the Halach of Malan is Meisah Eber Belesesim? What Nafgamina is? You're anyway over the Lab of Kolon Malan. You're anyway over the Torah Shabbat Pentecost. So what's the Nafgamina in the Lab of leaving Megadif Alex? You're anyway going to be over the Lab of Torah Shabbat Pentecost. And you can't say, but the nafgamina is that it gets to be in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Right, that's ridiculous. What happened before they invented Sefer HaMitzvahs? There's no such thing. The nafgamina is that it gets to be in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Then that's for sure never happened. Yeah.
Why does it have to be nafgamina? Why
does
it have to be
lavar over time? Because it's not time. You don't get two malchus. I mean, again, it's lavshim and maisa, so it's sort of, you wouldn't get two malchus anyway. But you're not over shtayim. It's one. It says one with this one possible solom. That's not going to be called the over shtayim. Ram never said that nobody, that I don't believe you could say that if you leave her eight, if you leave a Magadha Fala eight, so you're over two lavim. You're over the Torah Shabbat Salam, you're over the Torah Shabbat. It's two different halachas, but to learn that from one lav, Gabi, then how many lavim you're over? Because Lu Yisur, you could get Malchus for it, you would only get one Malchus. Okay, there's no Malchus anyway, because Lav Shem Mimaisi. But even Lu Yisur, there would be Malchus, there would be one Malchus, not two.
Once you're hitting here in the first place, you're already theoretically over on the Toshba Pedin, so you do that. So the
First of all, Petit doesn't apply in this opinion.
In which case?
In the case of Megadi. Once you have a fear to hang in the first place, then you're ready to be in.
Okay, so that's an interesting idea. I want to leave that for tomorrow, because that's like a very interesting idea. Right, that, I'll tell you what the Shabbos says. What you're saying, it's interesting, but it's too much there to deal with right now. The Shagasai says to the Echarami, but there's a Poshtun Achimino. He says, what will be in a case where you can't bury him today anyway? For whatever reason, the owners can't bury him today, or because L'choido you can't bury him today, you have to be Oren Tachrichim. So you're not going to bury him today anyway, but he's Alex. So do you say, well, I'm not going to bury him today anyway, so let him stay up there. Or do I say no, at least take him off the eights? Says the Shach HaSai. That's why the Torah has to tell me there's a separate lab of Lesolim HaSaleis. Because it's tackled two different things. There's one thing that it's a Chil Hashem to leave him in the eights. Because people say, oh, he's a Megadim. And Mesparsim, he's a Megadim. Then there's another lab, Torah Shavah, that Kolamal and Smeis HaOver Lesolim HaSaleis. But even if you can't be, even if you're not going to be able to, you have to be Malanim, because L'choyli you have to be Malanim. Or because, you know, it's even if you can't bury him today anyway, for whatever reason, you still have the separate idea not to leave him alayish, because it shouldn't be misparsim that he was a Makada for an Ebed Ebed Ezer. So Mel is not meaning having both halachas. That's the problem. So that's why the Torah, that's the Raman, that's Mamash, the Raman, the same is. There's a separate laugh to his Yeron, and the Azov totally alayis. And the Azov totally alayis. That's regardless of whether you're going to bury him. Even if you're not going to bury him, you can't bury him, whatever, it's not going to bury him today. There's no time to bury him today. Whatever it is, but Me'azov totally alayit, so that's still an idea. Then it's not even rochuk, because that's the way it always was. The Mishnah says, Loshna Mishnah, maybe it's only Loshna Rama, but the Rama says for sure that the way they would do Kriya is so much Lashkir, they would hang up and take him right down right before Shkir. That means they never were maspik to bury him before Shkir. But there's a din, Lashkir, not to leave him until Shkir alayit. So that's Adkan. So we have two Mahalkim in the Pasuk. What's Chakla Yisrael and the Blood Selates? After all, the Torah said that Kolam Alan is Mesa over the Blood. So what's Lissol and Alates? So what is the Alates? It's Kolam Alan is Mesa. So we have two Mahalkim. We have the Mahalkim of the Ramban, Hoshet the Mahalkim, that Alates is the better Farakal. Alates means Derech Nibel. Lissol and the Blood Selates doesn't mean taken down from the Ace. Lissol and the Blood Selates means don't leave him unburied Derech Bizayim. If he happens to be an ace, then it's an ace. If it's some other Derech B'Zoyin, any Loisolon Derech B'Zoyin is Loisolon Nevlos Eleitz. Then we have the Mahalcha the Rambam, that Loisolon Nevlos Eleitz means literally Loisolon Eleitz, because there's a separate lav, there's a separate halacha, the Torah Shavuk Sabdik halacha, which goes into the meaning of mitzvahs, Me'azoyv Tole Eleitz. And then the idea of the Gemara later on, that the Kolamal is Me'azoyv Eleitz, that's a Rebbe, that's Torah Shavuk Fe, that's a separate halacha. But that's separate and distinct from the halacha. From the halacha of not being allowed to leave a tall age, and the pasuk is talking about the land of the sefer mitzvahs to leave a tall age, and the Torah Shabbat Peh tells me that there's another land about leaving a mace belief. So the question I want to ask is, and this I'll leave you with, is, but how do you understand the rest of the pasuk? He killed us alikim tolli. When Solomon of lost tall age, he killed us alikim tolli. Her says, and it's in this time, the reason why the lab is solemn is because Kilus Elikim Tolu, like the Mishnah says, and Nitzashim, people will say, the Mazat Tolu, even Nitzashim Shemayim is Chalal. What are you talking about? We're not talking about only a Megadah from Ovid Odezor, we're talking about any Malinus Mesa, Derech Bizayin, is a Yisayim Lab. It's solemn and blessed elates. Especially the Ram, it's very good. Because there's two things, there's the Pasuk and then there's the Harash Malfe. The Pasuk is talking about Me'azoiv Tolu Yaleitzah, leaving a Megadah for an Ovid Zohar and an Eitz. That's what the Torah is talking about. And that the Torah says a time. Kilus Elikim Tolu, the Rambam explains, because it's going to be misparsing that he was a Megadah for an Ovid Zohar. And then there's another idea of Torah Shabbat Peh that not Kol HaMalad is Me'azoiv Rebeleitzah. Say that the Pasuk is not really talking about on the level. It's really not talking about. That's the extra thing that we learn out from a Rebbe. So Lefi Rambam, that's also Lefi Rambam. Everything's good. Allah Eitz is literally Allah Eitz. And the hezber of the Mishnah of the Torah, he kills a lekim tolli, like the Mishnah explains, because Nusa Shem Shemayim is Chalal, is also very good because it's all on the level of Shut Shemik, what it says in Torah Shavik Sa. The lav of Kol HaMalad is Meisiv Leisa is a different halacha that the Torah is not explicitly talking about at all, but we learn that from a Rebbe from Torah Shavik Sa. But it doesn't go into the Pshat and Pasuk at all. And by the way, that's another reason why the Rambam understood that it's Taka two separate halachas. That's not just an interpretation. That the Torah Shulchan is not just interpreting what the Pasuk means. But it really is two separate halachas. Because the Torah, not just for the fact that it says that Leis, but because it says that, the Torah says that Hezbrik, Yikilu Silikim Toloi. So it's a muchuk that traditional mikra is not talking about kolamalan as meisi; it's only talking about meisayv tali aleitzi. And the din of kolamalan as meisi, everybody says that's a different halacha altogether. That's not what the pasuk explicitly is addressing. That's if you're like the Rambam, but if you're like the Ramban, that is not two separate ideas. That the din of kolamalan as meisi we read back into the pasuk. And when the person is solim neblase aleitzi, doesn't mean aleitzi. It means dumya dalaitz, loisot to be malin amazed derech bizoyim. So how does Ramban understand the hepshech of the pasuk? Loisolin nivlosay means don't leave any mace alaitz, meaning derech nivel derech bizoyim. He comes to the end of the book. Kikilas elikim toli. What's kikilas elikim toli? What's nimshe shem shemayim mischal? What does that have to do? Talking about all mace. So that's the shaila. I want to leave you with the shaila. The place to look for the answer is in the Ramban. The Ramban. In a couple of words, you could miss it. Rabban, in a couple of words, addresses this. You have to see it, and then you have to know what it means. So that'll be tomorrow.